罗的一个配合。然后五系呢是四大件都会上，是这样啊，都会用。然后呢小罗呢正是拟音，最主要呢是风声啊雨声啊，是这种啊水声啊啊，最主要是这个一个表演一下啊，风声水声的这个就用小罗来表演出来。
Oh, okay, so they used a small gong to imitate the sound of wind and water, the flowing of water.
对对对对、
yeah.
最主要五场是这些。
刚才我忘了要秦英老师帮我们补充一下，你看秦英老师今天为我们带了那么多提示来，其实一直在台上我也看到秦老师带了好多好多笛子，但是我都没有时间问他到底这些笛子有什么分别呢，你跟我们观众就是分享一下吧。
一般笛子分为那个南方的曲笛和北方的邦笛，南方的曲笛呢一般都比较粗一点，然后长一点，音色比较柔和醇厚的那种。那北方的笛子呢就是那种小邦笛，我们叫就非常的细，非常的短小，然后呢吹出的声音也是高亢嘹亮那种。但我们昆曲里面的笛子伴奏一般都是用曲笛，没有会用到邦笛。曲笛呢因为里面有很多的那种腔伴奏昆曲，比如说很多叠腔啊、带腔啊、手腔啊、三叠腔啊，什么都很多，然后戏曲唱腔里面都会用到。一般像民乐那种笛子，那种花舌啊、堕音、滑音都不会用到这种样子。
嗯，
是，
我们请秦老师，秦老师帮我示范一下。So actually Mr. Chen has introduced the different kinds of bamboo flute for different quenchy styles. Usually for the northern quenchy style, we have you know, smaller diameter for the bamboo flute, while for the southern ones, we have wider diameters. And the reason for that is because northern quenchy opera, we need more rigid, high register notes, while for southern quenchy opera, we need softer, and then, you know, more melodious, I mean, sonorities. Okay, let us move on to the next part. 下一个我们有请我们的李安老师帮我们说一下，就是昆曲小声的发声等等。
大家早上好。那个昆曲它因为跟其他像京剧啊、一些地方戏啊、一些剧种戏相同，它都是以分行当。那么像我是在昆曲里边演小生的，那小生在昆曲当中它有分为京生、官生、穷生、稚尾生，那它就分年龄阶段还不同的社会层次的它的身份。那么像大家一般性了解到小生，其实更多的就是小生都是用假声来去演绎。那为什么是因为假声呢？假声是因为在我们在昆曲舞台上演，就是古时候的少年，那么男孩子到了16、17岁都会有一个倒嗓期、变声期，那他的声音都会有怪怪的那种细细的那种声音，从小男孩的声音变成成人的那种声音。那么在舞台上的昆曲就是用我们说假声。但是如果像昆曲很特别，他如果像演我们有一个特别的大官声，像演到唐明皇啊、李太白啊这种大官声，你再用那么细的假声去演的话，就会觉得很奇怪。因为像唐明皇在舞台上已经60、70岁了，你再那么细的声音就不行。那就是要我们就说我们昆曲需要用到真声和假声的混合声，我们叫那种唐音。真假混合，也就是说假声和真声之间的声音，然后在真声到假声之间的过渡又是又不让你听出来。哎，那假声就是完全它上去的，但是它下来的真声你看它就一点点下来，它不让你就是说啊哦 没有这样，他是用让你在没有感觉当中，他从唱在唱，我们就说在唱里面声音的这么一种过渡过来，哎，那就是昆曲一个小声音一个非常一个特别的一个地方。
So Mr. Liang has introduced us to the vocalization of Kunqu Yang male role. And actually the vocalization of Kunqu roles depends on the age range that the performer is performing. For example, for Yang male role, we make the range at around 16 to 20 years old. So boys during this age, they have to change of voice, right? So there is a mix of the natural voice and the falsetto. And then actually there are a lot of various male role in Kunqu. For example, the old male role or, you know, the emperor role, so that they have to use different voices to present different roles here. 那你要帮我们示范一段吗？
好。
嗯。
就不要这样。好，那因为刚才说到金声和官声嘛，那么就是给大家示范两段小小的一个一个是牡丹亭石化的刘梦梅上来打的第一段影子，那个是一个金声的小金声的一个比较典型的一个影子啊。
金春水
十六七岁一个男生的一个假声的一个发声，那么这也是一个刚才钱颖老师有说到一个南曲北曲，这是一个南曲的一个那么我们下面来一个那个大官声的唐明皇长生殿定情的，他上来第一段的影子唱啊。
I think more than 4 years, but that's my very first time to sit right next to him, and he's sitting right next to me. Okay. So Mr. Lee has just demonstrated the contrast between the voices of different male roles. The first one is the young male role, and then the later one is the older male role, demonstrating the tongue opera. Yeah.
Would you like them to demonstrate vocal techniques?
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah. I'm going to now request the Indian musicians to say something about how they have used different vocal techniques, or how, more than that, what kind of practice do they need to do, what kind of riyas do they need to do to achieve a certain vocal effect. I think they have different experiences, they've been taught by different teachers, so maybe each one will pick up one example to show you.
To start with, as we had discussed earlier, in Indian, all the Indian musicians, they have to sing in across all the octaves, like in the middle octave, in the bass, and in the upper octave. So, it is always seen that a vocalist should be able to traverse through all the three octaves, like sa sa ra pa. This is the lower octave. Sa re ga pa dha ta. This is the middle octave, and the upper octave. Sa re ga re sa dha pa. Traditional school named Jaipur Gharana, wherein we are supposed to sing with Akar. Whenever we are singing the melody, we are expressing our melody of the raga. So we are expressing through Akar, like Lalit ji told. She used the words of the composition while presenting the raga. We also use the words and also use the Akar. So Akar is a very important feature while we vocalize our music. It should not be a, it should be a. This is the taan, which is also a very important feature when we sing.
Thank you, Rupunja. Rupunja spoke about one of the vocal techniques, using Akar to express the raga, and Pandita Lalitji Rauji spoke of, demonstrated the bol aya. The bol means the text, the lyric of the composition. By using the lyric, we express the raga. So that is another technique where express the raga. So Rupuja has demonstrated a very beautiful taan. Taan is an ornament where we sing the notes in a quick succession. It is sung in a faster tempo, so that becomes taan. There are different kinds of taans. In classical, Hindustan classical vocal. What Rupuja sang was the plain taan, the sapat taan. Let me demonstrate a bit of gamak taan. Gamak taan is a very heavy taan. It comes from the diaphragm here. There's a lot of heaviness in the vocal. At the same taan, I will demonstrate it in some other ragam, not Bhopali, where the drama can be sang better. So just demonstrate how the same thing can be sung in the Bala.
Is where it is called Nom Tom Ala,
yeah,
which is used, which was the earliest form of alap used in the oldest form of the type of music existing, classical music existing today called Drupadama. There we use for elaboration Nom Tom Ta Na Ri Ri. I'll just elaborate how we do it, and it is done in three speeds.
Thank you.
from here to goes from here right up to there.
Okay.
That is called a mood.
I'm not sure which part of your body was were you using, because they use tummy and chest and face. So which specific specific part?
And you use different areas for
reverberation. 如果他刚才说横膈膜，应该就是他用肺活量，就是用那个压力把那个音给顶出来。然后中间男老师他就是用，就是真的是丹田了，就是 tummy 这一块。
They think that it's a very difficult thing to produce the voice from the diaphragm. No, it is not.It's a very simple technique. If you breathe till here, the air will come out from here.
So, the answer is breathe deeply.
Yeah, breathe deeply. Consciously make an effort to breathe till the tummy. And it will come out from there. That's it. Thank you very much.
然后最后帕迪特拉雷夫绕老师他用的我觉得蛮有趣的，就是他是用脸部去控制他的那个发声和胸腔，所以我现在听起来用身体不同的部分发声原来是有那么多种多样的等会儿我就是问到的部分还有一些问题要问三位老师，谢谢。I have a up to one question.
Can you just speak quickly about the notation?
Okay. 我是钱英。
钱
颖啊，对，
钱老师有曲牌，
讲
公尺谱，
公尺谱。好，那下一个部分我们会看一下，就是到底两个剧种两个乐种他们在击谱法方面是有什么的类似还有不一样。So we are talking about the notations for the two different musical genres. We'll start with 昆曲 the 宫阙 notation.
那我们昆曲呢有那个最古老的谱是宫尺谱，大家可以看到那我们的音符简谱上唱是 Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Si， 那宫尺谱就是赏之宫翻六五一 然后呢，这记住方法很有趣，就是说，如果是低音的话，这个上下面就会往下滑一个小脚；中音是没有的，然后高音是有两种，一种是往上翘的那个脚，然后还有就是加单人旁的，就是区分低音、中音和高音。然后呢，它是有，比如说节奏音型四四拍，就是我们说的那个一板三眼的话，它可以这样记：第一拍它是一个大的点，第二拍是个小点，第三拍是个空心的圈，第四拍又是个点。这个是音值方面这样解释。然后呢，它有一点，还有比如说前十六和后十六，就是在这个字旁边不是那个唱腔的那个音值嘛，就是有一个小的直角可以把它区分开来。如果是打比方说，如果是哆哆哆，就是后十六的话，你就这个直角是在第一个哆这里，就是第一个哆的左，应该是左的下方有一个直角，就是看出来是前后十六。如果是前十六哆哆哆，那就是在第二个哆的左下角画一个直角，这样区分这个音值。如果它是比如说是第二拍到后面一小节过了个这个板，那就是一个三角或者这个直角，大的直角，这样子来区分。你看旁边这个，一般看起来如果看到熟的话，就是很简单，它的音值的话就是旁边有几个点点，就是几个拍，一般这样子理解比较很容易理解啊。
点点。So this is actually the traditional notation of Kunqu. We use the Chinese characters to denote different, you know, register, which actually the sounding or the pronunciation of this Chinese character is close to the sound of Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si. Yeah. And it also signifies the rhythm, how long does each note last for, and how long it fits, and the tempo. Now, show you just.
简
字谱要说吗？
简字谱也，
简字谱我来简单说一下，就是简单就是说这个公车谱，他们简单一点来说就是用这些哆来咪发嗦一二三四五来代替了。So the seven notation is actually the simplified version of the 公车 notation. There is a combination of with the Western.Notation also. So you can see there is an underlying rate. 就是下面有一行就是有一条线的那个是八分音符 And with the two lines, this is the 16 notes. And then And then one stem for do, two stem for re, and then, you know, so on and so forth. Yeah.
How did this come about? Did this evolve? Is this simplified?
It's simplified, yeah. So we can talk a bit, you know, during the Q&A session, but it's definitely what they usually use now for performance. Yeah. 好，这个锣鼓经我就讲不来了，因为听明木老师说了。
还有一张
锣鼓经呀，后面在后面。
没有。
对吧？
就这张。
就是锣鼓呢，实际上这个它就是没有什么音高，就是我们记谱方法呢，就是比如说大锣，我们记的就是一个字儿，什么字呢？就是仓，仓库的仓，因为它的声音发出来是唱唱唱唱的，然后我们就写了一个仓，就是、这样一个仓。然后呢，挠脖呢就用才子佳人的才，因为它出来是才。然后小锣呢是才。就是台子上面，就是台子的台啊，台。所以我们这个记谱，这个是用这种方法来记的。然后呢，我们这个打击乐呢是有锣鼓经的，锣鼓经的是配合就是台上的一些动作。我们有四季头啊、水底鱼啊、一季锣呀、三季啊，有很多种手法来去这个展现。这个上面呢，我们只是这个上面是傅禄松一个魂牌子的一个记法，实际上它的节奏呢是实际上就把唐才来记上去以后呢，就是节奏型和简谱是一样的，四分音啊、八分音啊、十六分音啊、三十二分音，实际上都是一样的，只是这个上面的字不一样。
那么我放一下傅禄松那个
放
现在都放
啊，
现在都要。
解释吗？就是吹打啊什么的。
啊，不用不用。
啊，那先锣鼓经。
啊，
对，锣
你要
放风
铃。你要放风铃。
啊，放风。这个下面放一段，就是这个这个是记谱，然后出来的效果啊，出来的效果。就我们现场配合台上演奏出来的。
此曲原是大字曲牌，其唱词现已不用。原出于昆剧《千钟录》，搜山打车一折，一般用于配合将领发兵行路等场面，可根据舞台换场的需要分三段使用。
这个打击乐和唢呐配合的，叫魂龙，然后在这个台上，我们实际上我们魂龙鼓是有上百种，有很多种可以配合台上来演出的啊。
嗯，
你要讲那个，
请问是吗？
Do you want
them to
listen?
Okay. Okay. 嗯。到我了。到你了。哈哈哈哈哈。体能训练。
这个体能训练啊，其实演员我们就是从进戏校开始啊，就是早上我们六点起床，先是基本功压腿、练腰、踢腿一个小时，然后这个当中还包括如果文戏演员我们分行当之后，我们开始喊嗓子，就然后六点起来就站到操场上，就每天你看喊嗓子是一呜吁，就是为什么要喊嗓子，就是因为以前戏曲舞台在舞台上演出是没有这种麦克风这种扩音系统，就完全靠人声自己的声音，那么你的声音要下面坐几百个观众，你要让最后一排观众也要听到你的声音，所以你的声音我们就说要训练一定要送出去，一般讲话可能声音就是这么轻的声音的讲，但我们在舞台上唱起来就像我刚才唱的，我声音是要往前送出去的，不能含在里边的，包括他们一样就是要用丹田之气，丹田之气，那么就一就是一就是可以，你从你最舒服的声音，就先不一定要高，像说咦，你就可以了，再咦，再上去咦，就一点点自己爬坡，这么往上爬，那么一好了再啊啊，也是一样的。就是我们就要练一啊呜啊吁吁吁吁是特别难，吁吁也是用气用声音往前送，我们就说要丹田音胸腔共鸣打开，这里我们说这里一块也是要打开的，因为这一块如果封闭住了，我们说那个声音是给锁住的，就是也是啊啊，你看啊，这是打开啊啊啊，然后我们说那个声道是立起来的，立起来，因为你这个打开了，声音才能立起来出来。如果你这边锁住的话，哦，你看一般性用是会紧啊，这全都锁起来，声音就出不来，并不是放松的那种状态，可以啊啊啊。哎，这是一个声音的，我们就每天早上起来就先练这个声音。那当一呜一喊好之后呢，我们就开始，我们说演员戏曲因为有嘴皮子劲儿，就开始念白了。哎，念白我们一般就比方说像那个石花娇花上来那个定场诗啊，门门令火春远香，一念愁是飞上梁，不计六 声啊。那哎，昆曲它的这个字啊，它的字，因为我们昆曲就是说定板、定腔、定调的，那么它的字其实也有四声，所以它的四声的阴阳就是也要靠演员的这个嘴皮子劲啊，把它把每个字都要音字准，我们说字准音准腔那个。哎，你不能说字念倒掉的那种，对吧？就妈妈力话坤远，就没劲了，没劲了，一定是妈妈力话。你看每个地方，就我们说唇齿喉牙，就是都在用劲的。哎，这是一个念白，就是我觉得练嘴皮劲儿了。然后还有一个就是昆曲，我们就载歌载舞一个城市的一个。就不光唱念，它是要跟身段结合在一起，那就讲究到体能了。那我们刚刚说前面有练腿啊，要翻跟斗啊，那么就是你在台上演，你不能说我唱完一段这么喘是不行的，你再怎么累，你在台上就说唱完给别人感觉，给观众感觉你是一点劲都没有花的，好像对不对？你不能在让观众感觉你已经很累了。所以说如果你说你看到台演员在台上一遍，他我们你看到我一遍，我其实台下起码有十几遍二十几遍，就是连着练，我要练下我不喘了我才能上台，我不能上台让你感觉哦，这个演员还缺功的，是不行的。哎，就是中国的一种功夫啊，就是这样的。哎，
So Mr. Lee has talked about the allowance training for country performance. So since he was young, perhaps 12 years old, 12 years old,
10
years old, he started country training since 10. He has to wake up, he had to wake up every morning at 6 to train his larynx. And then, there are three pronunciations of the larynx, which he demonstrated just now. And then for the recitation thing, he also has to, you know, practice every morning in order to bring his voice forward rather than remaining, you know, inside his body. And then he emphasized the training of lip strength, because his lip teeth is important for the pronunciation or for the projections of sound. And he also talked about the combination of singing and movement in Quan Chi performance, because he need to dance while he sing, or he need to sing while he dance, so that he needs to show his power rather than, you know, showing he's very tired, exhausted after, you know, running around the stage. Yeah.
那我们要不请林安老师帮我们示范一下定场诗，这个定场诗。
哦，定场诗啊，
定场诗。嗯，其实他已经刚示范过一段是实话家话里面的定场诗。嗯，然后在这个之后呢，林岩老师会为我们示范《牡丹亭》实话家话的《千秋岁》。
好，这是一段那个唐明皇，前面我刚才示范了一段那个定情四合，他刚和杨贵妃的那个刚刚见面两个定情那一段影子。那这一段呢，就是常听的迎相哭相，讲唐明皇杨贵妃死后，他第一次把他塑造了一个他的一个像，他这出戏上来的我们叫定场诗啊，就四句诗来定整个一个出戏的一个基调。要你可以从这四句诗里边可以知道他这出戏大概讲些什么。所见虽病，手善气，赢得朝朝，谋文武气，但恨佳人难在得，弃君倾国欲倾城。哎，这四句。
I think we're running out of time, so I'm going to now request the musicians on this side to maybe just do like 1 minute each, or you know, maybe 2 minutes to conclude the discussion and performance. We want to leave some time for discussion after that. So it's completely up to them. They have not decided anything. I will just ask them to sing whatever they feel like. We're just concluding very, we're just
okay.
2 minutes each. We'll just demonstrate.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Three different forms, three
okay,
different genres.
Sure.
三个不同的形式。
Just one verse we do.
Now I will be singing a semi classical form called as Dagra. Okay? And the theme of the song is has a romantic theme. So I will be just singing.
Devotee calling the goddesses home, coming with the home. And the devotee calls the goddess as Amma, which means mother. And we saw how the symbols are used in your music. And in our devotional music, we use the symbols which are called the manjira. We call it the manjira.
The miniature version of the...
A smaller version of this thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
smaller
version.
Isn't it the same of the same material?
Very small.
And it's
thicker. Yeah. And when you play it with the tabla, it sounds like this.
And you heard a devotional composition sung by Omkar.
we also have what is called a tarana, where there are no words, but syllables which are strung together to form a composition. And the other composition, some were set to 16 beats, the earlier ones. Rudra Jazz was 6 beats, and Omkar's was 8 beats. Now I'm going to sing a fast tarana, which is called, which is set to 12 beats. Okay?
浪漫派的，就是半古典音乐的，然后第二个是纯粹自己的创作啊，用他的母语来唱出来。那最后一位Tadeo Lalif老师唱的是比较特别，他没有很实质的词儿在里面，只是一些发音啊，但是他已经可以做成那么漂亮完美的旋律，真的是很佩服啊。我们再次谢谢他们三位。然后在我们这个工作坊结束之前，我还是想请我们的林安老师为我们唱一首《石花笑话》里面的《千秋岁》。
No, he
has to sing the last. Yeah, and then we have to move on.
本来想昆曲载歌载舞想带动作，但好像这里太小了。
本来梁老师想要在那边的，后来
算了，那今天只能清唱了。
对，
好，有力呀，有力。
变不了心。
我们就是这个部分前面你看到六个人的八个人介绍部分已经差不多了，然后一定要留点时间给你们的，虽然我们预定是十二点结束，但是我今天早上已经跟主办方说嗯，肯定会超时的，所以你们安静的发问好了。 OK yeah、那你们有任何的问题想要问我们现场的任何一位老师吗？ OK please。
哦，其实我有两个问题。
哦，
哈哈哈哈哈哈。就是问，因为刚才说的图片，有一种系统，就是按照不一样的或者不一样的歌手的声音。来设置不一样的水频道。我想问一问，就是昆曲一直是这样的吗？还是两个演员的演员唱一样的唱段是一样的，就是按照 A B C D 是一样的音道，还是不一样？In the interest of being bilingual, I just asked. In Kunqu, as in Changsu Indian music, they set the different pitch depending on the singer's voice or whether it's the same pitch for every singer. I also have a question about classical Indian music, if that's okay. And it's just, Mr. Lee was just talking about how in Kunqu, because traditionally there are no microphones and no way of increasing the volume, so you had to work on projection and make sure that you could reach your entire audience. And I was wondering if, how it differs between singing with and without a microphone in classical Indian music, and whether you have specific techniques for that as well. 我应该用汉语来说。刚才说就是中音，因为过去的古典印度音乐也应该没有会议，所以就是问他们是怎么中音的。
Okay, thank you for this fabulous question. Okay.
刚才我其实也讲到过，昆曲的它的所有是曲牌里，它是定好一个戏里边定好这个曲牌，这个曲牌你定完就是它的怎么调，它的腔，它的字，就是所有的人，比方说就像刚才我唱这段《千秋岁》，所有的小声唱到这一段肯定是小红调，对吧？也就是现在说的低调。就是他不可能说我这个演员我唱低调，那个演员唱 F 调或者唱 C 调，不行，所有的人都唱一个调。因为我们曾经也尝试过，像因为之前昆曲都是男旦，那么像游园惊梦他的造罗袍，他的声音其实是偏低的。那曾经我们老师们有做过尝试，想把原来姹紫嫣红把它提高两个调来唱，因为女生高音不要紧，低音觉得太低沉了，但一提高的话，昆曲它这个调，它整个调性变了，它味道也变了，就跟这个戏好像就不搭界了，就是
没有关系。
对，就是我们昆曲是定板定腔定调，它是严格的，但是在这个定板定腔。